fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 8th day of February, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to John Moore Show. Yes, unlike some of the members we have in Congress, we do like to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we do start the day with it. We have with us this morning Deputy Hendricks to lead us in the pledge, so everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn it over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Good morning, Dr. Myers, and good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Would y'all please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Well, Deputy, I got a new assignment for you. It's kind of a similar one, but different. Somebody I know very well was told by a nurse, an OBGYN nurse, that she's been laid off because no babies are being born at the hospital she works in Metro St. Louis. So your new assignment is to check with the hospitals in your area. I don't know how many there are, but find out what the difference is now with babies being born live and being born dead. And the way it was 2 years ago. If you could do that and report back next week, that would be much appreciated.
Sure, and since my daughter-in-law is in the prenatal area as well, I'll ask her about where she works down there in Tampa, in the Tampa area, if she has any.
That's great.
News on
yeah,
that
Tampa.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be a little bigger demographics than, not that it can't happen around here too, of course. We got hospitals all over the coast, so I'll see what I can do on that.
Okay. Any other updates you have for us before you get away?
Well, I do have something on a positive note. Well, we might consider positive. I don't watch much TV, John. I listen to, you know, shows like yours or music or read. I actually do read every once in a while. And there's a TV show that I follow called Moonshiners. I guess you think as a deputy, why would I do that? Well, I'm intrigued by all the science that goes into them making the moonshine. You know,
right?
It's not as simple as you think it is. But one good thing and positive thing that's come out watching it last week was they have made a moonshine out of kudzu. So now kudzu It also even made it to the moonshine.
Well,
I thought that was kind of something kind of positive. Now, of course, they had to get it a little sweet. It doesn't have no sugars in it.
I was going to say it would need a lot of sugar, I would think, to make the kudzu.
Well, they found that they mixed a cantaloupe with it. It gave it a good sweetness and a flavor that makes it palatable with the as a moonshine. So anyway, kudzu takes another step forward.
So I don't know much about moonshine. We got the community I live in has a nickname. It's nicknamed after a moonshiner back in the 20s and 30s. But if you take moonshine and put it in a charcoal lined oak barrel and leave it there for a couple of years, does it get a more pleasant flavor to it? Do you know?
Well, yes. They've part of their show does attribute to that. They've also found ways using pressure, aromatic pressure, can't get it out. Using air pressure to get it to go in and infuse it even faster through some methods they've come up with in the industry. So that's why, like I say, I follow it. Of course, I follow the characters that do the show. And of course, the guy that came up with the kudzu moonshine is from Mississippi originally anyway. So I thought it was kind of another misnomer. Anyway, I know you got plenty to take care of and hope Chance is back and doing well. And I'll get with him about maybe some of those shelters he's talked about, because I know a couple.
Yeah, I got some photographs here in front of me. They're beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffrey.
Anyway,
well,
take care. God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't mean to walk on you. Take care as always. And of course, y'all in my prayers, and have a great week, and I hope all you ladies out there have a good, especially Mrs. Moore, have a good Valentine's next week, and talk to you next week. And of course, as I listen to Kudzu King. Take care.
All right, thank you. I look forward to talking next week. And we have with us Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, and my friend Dr. Phil Myers. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir. So you did.
Okay.
You did get that image there, John, yes?
I did, yeah. It's so is there going to be things on your website soon?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And that exterior, we ordered that custom, and it really turned out well. The photo doesn't do it justice. It's absolutely stunning on the outside. And the inside is very nice as well. But I had just a comment on the moonshine. You know, we always think and breathe preparedness. Moonshine is an excellent barter item and can be used for fuel in an emergency. Burns very hot.
Right. Well, this brings up something I haven't talked about for a while. Let's see if I can remember all these things. Cheese, alcohol, tobacco. I think those are the three things that take relatively not terribly valuable things that go bad relatively quickly. Milk goes bad pretty quickly. Cheese lasts a long time. Alcohol takes simple things that have very little value and gives it great value. And, of course, tobacco products. These are all things that people can do and have done as a home-based business. Alcohol, tobacco, and cheese. So those are things that people in a long-term grid down situation. I have here my tobacco seeds. They're really tiny, by the way. I don't consume tobacco, but yet once again, it would be a great barter item, wouldn't it, Chance?
Absolutely a great barter item. And then for the cheese on the dairy side, for both cheese, milk, and other dairy products, if you had a goat on your property, you could have, cheese on a regular basis to consume and to barter.
Absolutely.
Making
cheese is
fun.
Say again, Doctor?
Making cheese is fun.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, if you cream cheese, you can make whey, especially if you're using, when the dairy aspects of it, when you're using really clean milk that's non-pasteurized, that's coming from cows that have been taken great care of, utilizing the milk, separating the creams, making the cream cheeses, Whey, by the way, is a phenomenal anti-inflammatory for especially autoimmune and hormone issues.
All right.
So, little caveat there.
Roger that. Okay, last night we had the State of the Union by President Joe Biden. I watched it long enough to get a real good close-up of the man's ears to determine if it was a real Joe Biden or the fake Joe Biden. And there's some photographs of both at my website at thelibertyman.com. The real Joe Biden has a dangling earlobe. The fake Joe Biden has an attached earlobe. And the one we had last night had, drum roll please, the attached earlobe. So it was not the real Joe Biden. And once I determined that, I turned it off and went to bed. But Dr. Myers, Dr. Myers, this is, you know, I'm sitting here a 45-minute drive from the nearest red, yellow, and green traffic signal in the wilderness of the Mark Twain National Forest. If I know this, how come almost everybody doesn't know it?
Which part, the fake or the real? Ears.
The real Joe Biden and the fake Joe Biden.
I think it kind of to dissidence, for one thing. And there's just a lot when it comes to that topic. I mean, that's a rabbit hole of rabbit holes of who's fake, who's real, why they fake, why they real, are they clones? Did this person get taken away to a tribunal? Are they dead and they're just being hidden by a fake actor? I mean, there's so much out there on that. People just get confused or just like, well, they're on TV. They must be real of some sort, and I have to pay attention to them or be subject to their rhetoric. So what can I do about it? And I think most people at that point just disconnect.
Right, right.
My opinion.
Well, it can. The fact that there are two, and both make regular public appearances, by the way, and there's other more subtle differences in the facial features, but the earlobes are not very subtle, easily identified, and you're right. You can go down multiple rabbit holes once you determine, and it's easy to determine. You don't have to have any kind of scientific credentials that there's two different Joe Bidens. That's enough for me. I don't go down the rabbit holes myself to try to figure out who the fake one is, how many people know, what the agenda is, and so forth. But if we just make the simple point and get the point across to people, there really are two Joe Bidens. That would be very helpful, I think. Now,
John,
go ahead, Chance.
Doctor, I just have a quick point in regards to that. You know, you're absolutely right. So many, especially, and I don't mean to put everyone in the same box, but especially young people, are absolutely clueless to what's happening all around them. Their heads are in their phones constantly. They're not paying attention to what's happening in the world. And last night, I was watching Robert Kiyosaki, and he was talking about money, real money. And he said he was at Safeway, and he was talking to a young girl, and he pulled out a pre-1964 quarter, right? And as you know, that's 90% silver. And he said, would you give me $2 for this quarter? She goes, what, do you think I'm a fool? Why would I give you $2 for a quarter? He goes, because, ma'am, it's 90% silver. It's worth six times that, right? People don't even understand, for the most part, what real money is until this fiat currency. And by the way, this is just an interesting fact. Do you know that no fiat currency has lasted more than 50 years in the history of man? No fiat currency has lasted more than 50 years. We are the only one, and I think that's due to change very soon with this new
currency. I hope people start paying attention because the dollar's being stopped in almost all Iraq, Iran, Russia. They're all not using fiat. They're all going to gold and silver and asset-backed. Iraq's currency, from what I heard in the back channels, is starting to reevaluate. And so they're starting to drop the dollar completely, and it's all going to come flooding back here to this land. And with everything with inflation, everything, we're going to see some aspect of no fiat money. Now, what's that going to be replaced with? We're hoping gold and silver asset-backed currencies, but who knows at this moment. But, yeah, money is changing, and I really would hope people would kind of wake up to that, like, okay, money is changing. What am I going to do about it?
Well, John, if you'd let me just proceed with this just a little bit before we get on.
Sure. Go ahead.
Janet Yellen came out publicly and said she is all for a digital currency. Now, a digital currency will not be gold-backed, of course. A digital currency, just like Bitcoin or anything else. The problem with that is anything that's digital with the push of a button can appear or disappear. So if you say something or do something that Big Brother doesn't like, they can push a button and there goes your bank account, right? So this is, these are the facts. And Doc, you are absolutely right. The petrol dollar is coming to an end. It just started about a month ago, And the U.S. dollar, the reason why the petrol dollar has been so successful and kept us afloat all these years to print is because of a term called the velocity of money. As long as that dollar is moving, you know, we're able to print. But the moment all those dollars start to come back, well, you know, here we are, Cyprus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hopefully we won't become what Cyprus became, but people will be well advised to educate themselves about this and do what they need to do to protect family assets, don't you think, Doctor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends are like, well, what are you doing? Like, I'm buying silver as much as I possibly can. Is when I can, I put silver into my safe. And because silver is going to rise, and then we're going to try to switch over to gold, and then you can sell your silver for gold. That's the projection. That's kind of where most of all financial people are kind of talking about. And I think they're very dead on, close to accurate on that. So I'm following that pathway. That's me.
All right.
Yeah, I totally give $2 for that coin.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, Doctor, you heard me ask, and I'm going to ask you since you're a healthcare professional yourself, Deputy Hendricks, to make inquiries about babies being born alive, babies being born dead, and we've been expecting this, but now it's in our face to the point where apparently hospitals are laying people off because babies simply aren't being born. If you have any way to look into that, we'd appreciate it, and get a report back to us next week, sir.
Yeah, I'll do that. I did hear some reports, and I can't remember the countries off the top of my head, but their birth rate versus their death rate is completely switched over. They're seeing way more less births and way more deaths, and so that's concerning.
It is absolutely concerning, and of course, the longevity of Americans has been going down for several years as well. We were already, I think, 40 or so from the top, despite spending more money per person per year on alleged health care than any country on the planet. We got a call here, gentlemen. Our first caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I just have a statement to make about money. About gold and silver, it does not matter if what money is made out of or what backs it. It's controlling its quantity. The main reason you would want some physical manifestation of it would be because an electronic money is, except for one reason, possibly ideal, because in order to be in the public interest, money must have no intrinsic value in and of itself and must not be backed by any commodity, because if you back it with a commodity, its value and its quantity is controlled by those that control the commodity in question.
No, okay.
It must have none. of what you need.
Okay, John. Well, thank you for your comment. We got a break. We'll be right back.
30 years ago, when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of the food is organic, tasty food, great food that will store for, well, decades if properly stored. And Chance's the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. Do you have any specials you can tell our people about before we get to our back to the discussion?
Absolutely. So I want folks to write this code down. Use the code LibertyMan. LibertyMan, all lowercase letters, LibertyMan. And for any order over $200, we're going to throw in this week, until next week's show, a filtration straw, clean sip filtration straw. Oh, yeah. This straw you're able to drink out of a puddle and can filter up to 200 gallons. So with the code LibertyMan, we can do that for you.
Okay. And Dr. Myers, what's your office telephone and your website, please?
Office telephone number is 636-236-9848. Website is drphilmyers.com. And
All right.
I'm for the new year and for a lot of our listeners, I have a healing class that I have for my clients. It's only $250. I'm going to do for the John Moore Radio Show people. I'm giving that for free for you guys for the first 100 people that take my phone number. You got to download Telegram on your app. When you get my phone number, which is 636-236-9848, put that into your contacts on Telegram. Text me or message me, John Moore Radio Show. I will then put you into the class so that you can get that for free. And so you can start learning how to do the self-healing techniques on yourself for organ healing, brain balancing, immune boosting, cardiovascular health, and all the fun stuff. So that's something that I'm doing for your listeners.
Okay. Real good. And I should mention, my archives are now posted not only on RBN, Republic Broadcasting's archives, but also YouTube, Brighteon, BitChute, Rumble, and Facebook. So we're making a lot of progress there. Well, Doctor, what I'm reading is that there's more people expressing remorse and regret that they got the clot shot and boosters. Are you by any chance seeing an increase in those people, sir?
Just from online. And what upsets me, or not really upsets me, but just kind of just makes my head tilt, is the mainstream media is then blaming the quote-unquote anti-vaxxers, the one of us that known about it forever, that we didn't yell loud enough, that we didn't warn anybody about this problem. Like, dude, we've been saying this all along. Yes, we've been telling you, don't do this. Run away. Turn around. Think differently. People are recognizing, like, oh, crud, what did I do, and what can I do about it? And that's where the nutrition comes into play. That's where the healing techniques come into play. That's where mindfulness comes into play. New spiritual aspects of thinking comes into play. Who's your power person dynamic? Who do you listen to? Government, WHO, mainstream media, your own intuitive consciousness. It's all changing, and people are having to come at it from every different angle depending on their upbringing and lifestyle and current thinking on what do they need to do about it.
Well, all those things are in play, obviously, and we all of us in the alternative media, including Chances with us, 1 hour a week, and Dr. Myers, all the adults who want to get the clot shot and boosters were coerced into getting it, are forced by their employers. They've all got it. They can't, that's done. They can't be changed. They're probably finished, the most of them. However, what we can still do some good is let parents and grandparents know that there's no reason for our children and teenagers to get these clot shots, none whatsoever. Even if they worked, which they don't, the odds of a child or a teenager dying from COVID-19 are about the same as getting hit by lightning, but they don't work. So where we can save some lives and still have some impact is to do anything we can to keep children and infants from getting the clot shot. Right, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's hard for parents and new moms and dads, because especially when you have to go into the hospital for labor and delivery, there's all of the different issues that show up now that when you're in a hospital setting with labor and delivery, you have to really know what you're doing, not just have birth plans, but know how to stand up for your rights.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Lots of progress being made, interesting things there, and the things that you've been looking at for years are back up and running full speed, such as the latest intelligence briefing, published nowhere else on the internet. It's a massive internet, as we all know. My friend, a former counterintelligence agent that I met while working on a murder case, he puts this together Monday through Friday, and we get these things posted so you can find out what's going on in whatever part of the world you would like to find out. Plus products that will help you achieve your goals, such as Mike Lindell's high-quality towels and pillows and slippers and so forth. I've got all those products. They're wonderful and very elegant. I have just a few feet from me the Liberator Rock here. Yeah, you can get a stove that's 75% efficient. You can do that. Or you can get one that makes no smoke because it's 99.5% efficient. That's what I offer. Not 75% efficient, but 99.5% efficient. And, that's your choice. Less than $3,000 delivered, by the way. And, of course, energy cleaners. I have them in stock ready for immediate shipment. If you have arthritis pain, what in the world are you waiting for? check out the energy cleaner. When you read the testimonials, these are people I know, such as my friend Steve Whitman. I need to get Steve back on the air with us and get an update from Steve. He shot three times with a 45. Gives credit to the energy cleaner for his rapid recovery. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Chance representing Simply Clean Foods. There's a panel at my website, and the coupon code is LibertyMan. Dr. Phil Myers, his website is drphilmyers.com. Office telephone is 636-236-9848. Did I get that right, doctor?
Yeah, you did. 636-236-9848.
And our next caller is Dan Sutterfield, my friend Dan, down in the Rolla area. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. If I could, I want to steer you back a little bit to that event last night with the word salad, I think, is the new term that Biden put out. The best part of that, to my estimation, was not too long after he got done, the new governor of Arkansas came on, and she pointed out all the weak spots that he had, and the aspects that he didn't even touch on. Did you happen to hear Sarah Huckabee, gentlemen, any of you?
I didn't hear it yet, but it's on my list of things to do.
That will be somewhat refreshing, I think.
She's a brilliant, you know, she's a brilliant woman, and right, the youngest governor in the country at the moment, right?
Yeah, she's following in her dad's footsteps because he was governor, I don't know how many terms ago, but. That was good. He didn't even mention the border crisis. He didn't even touch on it, to my knowledge. So that's the only thing I'd say. Yeah, you probably would have wasted time if you'd have listened to all of what he had to say. I did that, and then I was pleasantly surprised to hear Sarah. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, well, thank you, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thank you for all you guys do, every one of you. I appreciate you.
Okay. Chance, you got any follow-up on Sarah Huckabee's address last night?
I missed it too, John, and I'll put that on my list, but I have followed her and her father for many years, and you're right. She is very, very intelligent. She's got a wonderful heart, like her dad, and I sure would like to see her in the running. For president, that would be wonderful.
Well, we'll see. She's a bit young for that, but that may be a move for her in the future. Well, doctor, you have a mixed bag of clients. We don't call them patients, we call them clients. Some who were smart and did not get the cloud shot, others who thought it was the best thing to do on their own, were coerced by their employer, nudged by relatives, what's the percentage of your clients, would you say offhand, a rough percentage, those who did and those who did not get the clot shot, doctor?
Probably about a 60-70, 70-30, 70-40, people that got it versus didn't. The majority of people got it at some point, probably just the first round. I only have maybe a small handful that have had three or four boosters.
Now, are any of your clients making inquiries about whether children or infants should be getting it? Are they making inquiries with you about that?
No. Most of the clients that I have at this point have already made the decisions and at this point are keeping their kids away from everything. And then they're following the protocols to detoxify and to get their bodies to not degenerate as fast due to the choices that were made.
Are you getting any feedback from people, not just clients, but just people you associate with and socialize with in your community? Anybody or the number of people who are noticing the increase, the 40% increase in overall mortality. Have you noticed anything in that regard?
Not really, except for people are becoming aware of it and having their cognitive shifts right now. That's pretty much the majority. Not really many people are talking about death rates because, unfortunately, if you, I mean, yeah, there's groups of people like we can have like, okay, my father died or my friend, but a lot of people, it's just not happening within their circles. So unfortunately, if it's not happening in your, or fortunately not happening in your circle, not my issue, not my monkey, not my circus type of thing. So most people aren't paying attention to it from that standpoint because it's not so personal. Whereas people that have had it personally, they're like, okay, now we got to do something because it's in their lives and it's in their face and they have to address it.
Well, doctor, do you do physicals for youngsters that want to participate in athletics in high school?
Not anymore. I refer that out to other physicians.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand that high schools are starting to have these defibrillators installed because there's something we've never seen before in high schools, in high school athletics, youngsters having heart attacks. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. The thing that irks me is way back when I was in high school, early college, creatine phosphate was a huge athletic performance supplement. And the moment that started affecting the wrestlers and the football players with cardiovascular and heart issues, I don't even think anybody died, but the collapsing on the field, man, they pulled that stuff off the shelf. You couldn't get that even at a GNC anymore. And now we're having all these sudden death issues and cardiovascular myocarditis issues on our young kids. And it's like, and now they're making it seem like, oh, this has always been like that. It's normal. In what reality are youth living in? Obviously, a fake one.
So they're installing defibrillators in elementary schools. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not. But again, they should.
It's the world is changing very rapidly and in very wrong directions, to say the least. Well, Chance, down there in Texas, you had a power outage that went on for how long, sir?
Yeah, 5 days. We were without power for 5 days. And, you know, I know it might sound strange to your listeners, but I'm actually glad that we went through it because we have, of course, a lot of resources, including generators here, but this is a new property. And we needed to go through that to find out what our strong points and our weak points were and have the ability to sustain ourselves and our neighbors. Our neighbors also were without power, and I found that they were pretty darn prepared as well. And so it's good. It's like an exercise in the military, a training exercise. You get better and better with practice, John. And so, yeah, we learned a lot.
Absolutely. We have a couple of calls on hold, gentlemen. First, we have Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, a couple of things. Dr. Meyer, don't you think part of the problem is that they have to have defibrillators everywhere? It's because people eat so much cheese, so much pizza, so much milk, you know, all that, and they don't get enough magnesium. Isn't magnesium an AFib preventer?
Overall, so multiple question there. The old issues with normal cardiovascular cholesterol problems were always from the tainted food that came from our agriculture, for sure, and the increased cardiovascular stresses. Magnesium, calcium. Sorry, go ahead.
In high school, elementary school.
Again, different. I can't speak for politics and different organizations, but defibrillators became pretty standard in most places late 90s, early 2000s. Became pretty common, but now they're always putting them into the buildings. But now we're having to use them on younger kids. And that's where the issue is. It's not about the technologies of medicine being in the institutions that I have a thing with. It's that the fact that they're being used now or having to be used on younger generations, and they're not telling the public why.
Oh, well, I understand that. And the troponin test that we know about now can tell you if you've got inflammation around your heart that's bad enough a child should not have. And I recommended that if we would order more of them, it would be cheaper for everybody to get one. I don't know. This AFib thing is a real racket. I mean, I said, you know what? I have a niece involved in all that. I said, you know, if you're on the ambulance and you have AFib, they'll give you IV magnesium because they got to keep you till they get there to get their money. I mean, on your insurance. Yeah. And she said, oh, guess what they did? They gave me IV magnesium. I said, what? And she said, yeah. And then she starts, oh, I don't want to get into it, but I've had that since I was 30 and I'm 80, okay? I mean, I was discovered at 30. And I carried around a little a tin thing of magnesium, milk of magnesium back in the good old days. And if I didn't realize how much it really helped, but it did. And right now,
magnesium is great.
If my heartbeat is irregular, like if it misses one, I'll take a magnesium right then on an empty stomach, because I know I'm getting calcium from my yogurt that I make myself. Yeah. So anyway, I just have to do that. If I can get somebody else to do it, I won't have to do it. But I just want people to know that you can go to Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and the fact is that 300 bodily functions depend on magnesium. And I don't think they can test it because your body is going to try to keep your heart going, and it'll be taking it out of your bones, and then your bones will be breaking. I just want to get that over because if I could get more people to realize it, I wouldn't have to do it. Thank you for listening to me.
We appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Pat. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John and Phil. Good morning. Let me make sure it's not on speakerphone. Darn.
You're okay.
Does it sound fine, John?
You're good. Yeah, perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. There's a much bigger viewpoint that we need to look at all this through. The vaccines are doing things. Yes, there's problems in the government. By the way, John, which Biden did we see last night? Did you look?
One.
It was very easy to see.
Yeah, the fake one. He had the attached earlobe. That's the fake one, right?
He had the attached right earlobe. Now, what this is, I don't know. And I'm saying what this is, okay? The guy says all kinds of stuff that is very, it'll slip by the undetected for many. But it didn't slip by when they called out liar, and it didn't slip by when they said, you did it. The problem is, he didn't do it. We did it. That's the problem. This is all about judgment on the U.S. And so I need to mention a prophetess, which I was made aware of on Monday. And my friend said she predicted earthquakes in that area, the area of Turkey and Syria. That is a Muslim area. And I said, wow, okay. So I started looking at her prophecy. She had a natural disasters prophecy. In that prophecy, she mentions that that there would be earthquakes as one of the things, one of the judgments on those countries that are eliminating Jesus from them. Recall, the U.S. is doing the same thing to significant a degree. So so she stated earthquake. Then further, now your work that you've done here, John, on the network and in your research, there's some very key things that parallel with her work. And so I'm not trying to build you up and worship you, John, but I'm just saying that what you did was work, and you put out this information, and it matches her prophecy. One of the things starts with water, a 400-foot wall of water destroying New York City. And then later she says the entire coast will be flooded. Well, and then she says that other cities in other countries who are vile will also be affected. This is clear, clearly parallel to the Canary Island collapse. And I sent you this earlier, John. But furthermore, she then talks about other water-type disasters through countries, and she mentions that the Mississippi will be very wide. Well, she probably mentioned some other things there. I forget. I'm going to review that, maybe put it in the comment notes to this this show so that people have something to go look back at and check out. I'm not saying this woman is necessarily from God. You need to judge that for yourself. But I know myself that the perils are all here. She's talking about the Navy map. Did she see your Navy map? Is she listening to your show? Or what? I don't think she made this all up. She also has a D-Day prophecy, where coastal amphibious attacks will come out of the fog on U.S. coast by Russia and China, and another one about an air attack where there's so many paratroopers. Well, John, you know, you guys have been
Can you send me her prophecy by email? Dave, can you send me that prophecy by email?
Yes, I certainly will. Yeah, I'm going to definitely. Yeah.
Outstanding.
And so, I know I'm getting long-winded here, but, we need to look at the bigger picture. Is if you look at all her prophecies, these are massive, massive things are going to happen in the U.S. This clot shot is only part of it. I think she has a section on clot shots. These are the sections she has that I can see right on YouTube. War series, Russia and China in the USA, Sin series prophecy, Judgment Prophecies of America, and it ends in slavery. Slavery. Of course, they want the women for the Chinese. She mentions this. They want the women for their wives, just like you said, and people will that they keep alive here will be in chains. So if you can prove to them you're worth keeping. And so, and supernatural UFOs and aliens, supernatural fallen angels, and re-enemy. All of these images, all of these creatures that are in the fantasy literature that people are worshiping and seeking these days, and they're seeking UFOs and aliens, these will all manifest, and then they'll open portals. So, and many people have talked about this. You can talk Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, all of these guys. So this is very deep, John. And the problem with this lady also is when you listen to her speak, she's very clear about every issue that's related to this and why God's doing this. It's just rather stunning to me. Now, everyone needs to evaluate it for themselves if they want to. So
all right.
That's what I'm...
I'll look forward to reading the prophecies. Fantastic. I'll go ahead and I'll post them on my website, Dave. Okay.
Yeah. So people who doubted, you know, that kind of information. But let's not dwell too much on the clot shot. It is true that Mercola just came out with an article yesterday, and they concluded maybe about 500,000 people total have died from it, just by these reasonable estimations. I mean, this 40 to 50 million that this guy was talking about is just totally unreal. And we have to realize that that's not all that's going on here. That's just
all right.
A taste. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for your call, Dave. We appreciate it. Any follow-up, Doctor, before we move on to our next caller?
No, I'm good.
Chance, you have any follow-up on Dave's call?
Not follow-up, but I do want to give my website and phone number, if I can, real quick before the show is over.
Sure.
Folks, reach out to us at 737-400-2066. That's 737-400-2066. And the website is www.simplycleanfoods.net. Simplycleanfoods.net. If you want to send me an email, you can send that to simplycleanfoods, the symbol at chef.net.
Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in here before the top of the hour. And actually, Professor McKinney is not going to be with us. So if either one of you wants to stick over the next hour, you can do that. Our next caller is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, gentlemen, for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment on what Mr. Moore said at the beginning, making a new assignment for Deputy Hendricks in connection with a nurse getting laid off because enough children were not being bought. So I just wanted to say that it has been there even before this clot shot or what I call GMI, that is genetic manipulation injection, came, that enough weddings were not happening, and many of these wedding gown stores and small businesses like that were closing because people were not getting married. And even today, you can see that population in, say, South Korea, Singapore, Japan, and Italy is declining. And even in the United States, I think only legal and illegal immigrants are increasing the population. So what I'm trying to say is that that pattern has been there for quite some time, maybe for a decade or longer. So it might be more worthwhile, just as we are concentrating on all-cause mortality data to see what is happening because of the clot shot. It might be worthwhile to see what is happening in the neonatology ward and these abortion clinics. That is, if their data or workload is going down or up. For example, many will be born premature, and the neonatology work will go up, but Planned Parenthood or abortion work will go down. That's all I wanted to say. And just in my small social world, which is shrinking because of age, I know two or three young couples who have elected not to have children. So that's all I wanted to say, that it's a very slow incremental pattern, and we'll have to focus on right data to see what is happening with the injection. That's all. Thank you again for taking my call.
All right, thank you. Well, Chance, or Doctor, would either one of you like to stay over the next hour?
I have clients, but I would love to next time, probably.
Okay. And looks like Chance can't stay either. Our last caller here is this hour will be Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
I just have one question. Does anybody know if propolis is good for you? PROPOLIS, bee pollen and royal jelly supplement.
Doctor,
never used it personally, so I couldn't get any benefits or non-benefits of it.
Okay.
That's all
right.
I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Well, it looks like we're about out of time here. A quick 30-second summary from each of you. Well, we don't have time for that. Sorry. Chance, the doctor,
okay.
We'll have you back next Wednesday. We appreciate it.
God bless you both.
We'll see you next time. God bless. Bye.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Open Line. Stay tuned.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.